o'clock anyway. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Chacon?
Here.
Crawford is absent. Damis?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
LaChance is absent. Rodriguez is absent. And Walter?
Here.
Thank you.
We have a quorum. Visitors, we have our library staff. And we have Jackie, our city liaison. Amendments to the agenda. Anybody have any changes that we need to make? Hearing none, we will move on to the minutes. If you want to take a look at the minutes, I think we only have one set now for a change. Questions or comments about the minutes? Mm-hmm. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes from October 9, 2017.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed. Okay, moving on to correspondence. We all should have gotten a certified letter about a public hearing that's coming up tomorrow about the annexation of the property, Kaufman Carpets, which is next to where they want to build the Casey's over on McHugh and 47. Any other correspondence that the board needs to know about?
I have some correspondence, but I was just going to hold it to the directors.
Okay.
Or did you want me to read it now?
Whenever you want to do that, we can do that.
I can do it now.
Okay.
Correspondence. I got an email from a patron. Said, just a thought. That is that the library will have Sunday hours. A wonderful thing. Open when people are at home and can use it, but also that it will be closed on Veterans Day. Seems like the library should be open for us when folks are home to enjoy it. Closing on Thanksgiving, Christmas, of course, because the users are engaged elsewhere, as should be the library staff. The Veterans Day, a Saturday when many will be home for the day. Anyway, just a respectful thought, which we have always had. We'd rather see the library closed on Monday and open on Sunday when we are home and have time to enjoy music. And it appears that now, and that is now being implemented. Great. But Saturday closed for Veterans Day? Question mark.
You okay?
Oh, wow.
Well, that is a federal holiday.
Yeah.
So, post office was closed. Everybody was closed. City offices were closed Friday. We could arrange it that way, but, you know, that would be later. Anyway, public comment. Does your son want to say anything? Or is he too engrossed in his game? No other public staff comment. Anybody from the staff want to have anything we should know about or want to address the board with? You're all here. We welcome you. We welcome your comments. Okay. That's always grateful. Appreciated. Ms. Treasurer, would you like to give us your report?
Sure. All right. Okay, so the bills again are pretty boring. Which is good.
Yeah.
On the manual check register, Lisa pointed out the Amazon paper for $403. It's on page 3 of 11. For $403.60 includes toner, so it's not just paper. We had a bill to Daikin apply, which we discussed last month, for the failed control board.
Yeah.
Yay. My understanding is that more repairs in other areas are needed. So.
Yeah, their valve broke or something to that effect.
New treasurer bond premium for me on page 6.
The bonds are getting cheaper. I remember when my bond was $600.
And then we've, on the fiscal year budget report, we're almost 100% of our income for the year, but we're only halfway through the fiscal year. But in expenses, we're not doing too bad, except for the outside repairs and maintenance, which we knew would be high. So,
otherwise. Has the city offered to help us with any of those? Like they're supposed to, according to our intergovernmental agreement they keep beating us up with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So.
So we get $2,900. Or will that show up next time?
It'll show up next time.
Yeah.
Because it's on the bills that got paid.
Yeah.
I have a question for everybody. As long as there's a total rolling figure on our budget report, would anybody care if we started dropping months off so that the print can get bigger? No, this is going to get to be a very bad pie chart very soon, to where nobody can read it. And I was going to ask Rob if he can if he can take like 3 months and roll it into a figure,
like first quarter,
second quarter, and then drop those months off so that we can expand the print. Would that be okay with everybody?
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Makes it easier to read, and as long as we have the history of where we are and what we spent.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions about the financials or the bills? Hearing none, can we get a motion to pay our bills?
Motion to pay our bills in the amount of $20,023.51 for accounts payable, $34,753.63 for payroll, with a total of $54,777.14.
Can I get a second? Roll call, please.
Yes. Dennis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Thank you.
Pay our bills. The Port of the Library Director.
Okay, it covers the correspondence. We received a donation of $500 from an individual in the community that would like to remain anonymous. With the guidelines that the $500 would be used to buy Christian genre books. She also wanted the books separated out into a separate section, which I told her we could not do that. The only books we separate out are the large print. But we were able to obtain stickers like we have for Romance, We Have a Heart. And so we have a cross that is being put on all the new books that we will be buying in Christian literature. And then the staff is going to pull the titles that we already have and put the cross on them. And she stopped by and Tony left the check and gave her a tote bag. And then I saw her last week, and she had the book bag full of the new books that have come in. And she's very, very happy. I asked her what made her, you know, make the donation. I said, have you been hearing me talk about how we need money for books? And she said, no, she just, her daughter lives in Bloomington, and she went to their library, and they had one whole section of Christian literature, and that promoted her to think that that's what she wanted to do here. And so I reminded her to be sure to give the letter to her tax account. And she's happy. But she did not want to be acknowledged. She does not want her name in each book, the nameplate. She just wanted to make the donation. So that $500 goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank Dixie and the staff, Shelley, for helping out on ordering the stickers, pulling the older books so we can identify the Christian literature. I saw Bart this morning, the city administrator, and asked where we are with the intergovernmental agreement. He is working on the draft now. He says I should have it within the 2 weeks, so I would think right after Thanksgiving. He has given his copy to Tim Evans for feedback. And so within the next 2 weeks. We're continuing to have, well, I've been here, what, 5 weeks? It looks like every week we have something that goes wrong with the building.
Yes.
So the latest is, well, last week the parking lot lights were not working correctly. So finally got an electrician to come out, and they fixed the lights, so 9 out of the 10 lights are working. The 10th light is going to need to be completely redone. I believe it's the light that was hit.
Our sign is out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know this building's
Anyway, I'm getting a quote for the parking lot lights, so I might as well have them do the sign too when they come out. And then Friday, the fire alarm went off, and
yes, it did.
What?
I said, yes, it did.
Oh, no, that was Thursday night. The alarm went off Thursday night at 1:45 in the morning. By the time I got a paper and pencil to write down the number, they had already moved on to call Dixie and then Russ. So, I did call them back, but I am going to tell them, if it's just a supervisory notice, not to call us in the middle of the night. Can wait till the next morning. But this was the fire alarm that was going off. So it was over $300 for them to come out Friday and turn it off.
And they're the only ones who can do it?
They're the only ones that can do it. So I wanted to make sure that I know, at least now I can turn the sound on.
Okay.
But it's a defective module card.
Of course it is.
This board is not that old.
And
in my house.
The quote is $740 for the module card to be replaced. So I said, what happens if you don't? He said it could have a bearing on the other module cards. But my feeling is, until it goes off again, I think we should wait. It was going off when we came in the morning.
It went off at 1:30 in the morning.
No, that was different. That was something else.
No, they said they told me it was a supervisor fire alarm. Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And it was still going off when you got here on Friday.
They can turn off the burglar alarm. Apparently, they can't turn off the fire alarm.
They could turn
remotely.
At least now they have silence.
Yeah.
But for them to come out Friday was time and a half. We could wait till Monday, but I couldn't have the alarm going off all weekend.
Right.
So. Why is it time and a half on a Friday?
It was Veterans Day.
So, it's a scam.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you want to do, but let's get this away and see the pay $740 for that.
$740. You know what I could do at my house with
$700. And we still have to pay for them because they came out too as well.
Oh, yeah, she paid $300 something.
Yeah, yeah. About that bill, yeah. $1,000
already. Good gracious.
So that's where we are with the lights. The chiller part was replaced, and that's fine. We do not have to do anything extra for the winter, but we will be looking at probably in the spring some type of maintenance contract for that equipment.
I think it's worth it.
The boiler part, we're still waiting on for the to be sealed. That's, we're waiting for that one.
Okay.
More stuff.
More stuff. Yeah. More stuff. Okay. So that's all you have for us?
That's all I have. We did pass out the changes to the policy manual, so please take those and put those in your manual. I want to thank Dixie for the work she did on that.
We had 109 people at Mr. Freeze.
Mr.
Yeah.
Freeze was 109 people.
Yeah, that was a great
turnout. That was a good turnout.
I wish I would have videoed more of it.
Where's that? Am I missing it?
I'm working on a grant with the Children's Department to try to get money for science kids. That's due Wednesday. That's due Wednesday, end of the day. So I'm working on that. We only had like a 2-week turnaround to try to pull this together, so we try to springboard off of some of the Fermi event programs. If we don't get it this year, at least it's a trial that we know it's a practice.
Yeah, it's not on there. Excellent. Okay, okay. Policy. No. City liaison.
No report. Our meeting's tomorrow.
Great.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
We got all the other departments that have, whether they give a report or not, they're all sitting there on that one table. How come we don't? Was anybody ever asked to be part of that? Or did we just...
I think they're expected to be there.
We are?
Well, I don't know if that applies to your director, but I know the other... That's part of the department head's job.
Okay. Because that would be one way we would know that something things are going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I go every Monday other than today to the department head's meetings.
Okay.
I go to the department head's meetings.
Okay. Because we got all the department heads are sitting in the city council meeting.
Well, the way it was like at Bettendorf, the only time, I sat there. But usually it's when you're invited to come if something's on the agenda pertaining to the library that you can go.
But they don't let us know when there's something that pertains to the library.
That's how we're there.
Yeah.
But she said she goes to the weekly meeting.
Your department of the city, that would be at your direction.
Yeah.
Too, if you want your director to sit there.
Okay. There's no room.
I know Bart mentioned that,
What do they talk about at the weekly meetings?
We talk about what's going on in each department. It's around Robin of what's going on, what's going to be coming up on the council agenda.
Has anything been ever said about the open board position we have here? Because I keep looking,
The mayor said he is looking. I don't think, unfortunately, for a lot of the different, not just you, but like they're just not getting the response from the public.
Unless he appointed them or they backed out, he did have two people that showed interest in being appointed. Mm-hmm. Now, whether he contacted them and said they said no, or one of them I think was looking to be on one of the other boards, but I can't remember which one.
There's a set couple of openings on different boards. So.
Yeah.
I talked to the mayor at the coffee, and he said that he knew that we had the opening.
Yeah.
And that they were going to advertise it.
Okay. Well, maybe the two that I had from before have been reappointed or weren't interested anymore. Okay, but like tonight.
I can find out.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome to come. The more the merrier.
Yeah. I'm not volunteering myself. I barely get here on time.
So tomorrow's meeting is just a hearing on the levy.
It's
and a hearing on.
No. Anyway, I get with me. There's public. It's for the Kaufman annexation.
Right.
And it could be the levy too.
Yeah, the levy's on there.
They're being annexed out or into the city?
Annexed in. They have to annex it. There's a pocket there, the Ace Hardware, Kaufman's. There's a pocket in the middle of the city that in several locations that are not annexed. And
it's unincorporated, kind of like this subdivision over here.
Yes.
With the new Facebook post of people losing their credit. I saw you got pulled into that one. I was like, and here we go.
Well, and to get Casey's to be able to be built there, Kaufman's has to annex. That's part of the Casey's deal. Because they have to run utilities.
Well, I think Kaufman was looking eventually to sell to Casey's. Someday, I think. Maybe.
They have it right now.
Yeah, I think that was part of their last discussion.
Well, that means more money. That's all I want to know. We need every cent. Something's going to break down every week.
It'd be nice to get like Ace Hardware.
Yeah. But he's got to, Purcell's got to ask to be annexed, right?
Does it cost them anything to be annexed? I mean, it costs them more taxes.
Well, there's also a way you can force annex people, too, that are surrounded by the city. We don't believe in doing that.
No.
Right.
Otherwise, we would have done it
we
back here.
There's property at 47.
Well, maybe if we believed in doing that, we'd be better off financially.
There's a whole big section over by me that isn't east of Wicue and north of
losing there.
Yeah.
I just need people to be informed.
There's one house in there that's
it should be free. It should be free.
The lady who said that. Okay. Of course, it says libraries should be free. It's a right. It's like I just want to jump through this page and get you.
Go is they want to go for a referendum for you.
Well, the thing is, then they're the people with sense who goes, the rest of us pay. Right. Read your tax bill. And then it's like they don't even see that person's comment. They keep going on the, that's outrageous. You have to pay. I just go to Amazon and download everything. And I'm just like, did you not read the part where people are paying? It's not free. The rest of us are paying. They read what they want to read.
They look at that bottom line on their tax bill and they say,
yeah, and then Amazon. In fact, it was just the county board commented on it.
Yeah.
That they were trying to hold the taxes, as is a city, and somebody complained. And I think it was Bob Davis that said, well, go look at your bill and go over to the school district and complain about why your taxes are so high.
Right.
So.
Which is why I don't send myself in private school.
Okay. Moving on. Standing committees, has anybody met? I don't believe we have. Unfinished business. The elevator contract renewal.
We have the renewal. They did put in special consideration that the annual, it will be capped at 3.5% and will not exceed this each year.
Okay. So I guess we can approve that contract to keep it running, or okay. Do we need? I guess we need a vote on approving that. So can I get a motion to approve the elevator contract renewal?
Motion to approve elevator contract renewal.
Can I get a second?
Second.
And we're spending money, so I suppose we need a roll call.
Dennis.
Yes.
Garcia.
Yes.
Hedman.
Yes.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Walter.
Yes.
Chacon.
Yes.
All righty. So we can send him the renewal and life will be good with the elevator again. Didn't we have trouble with the elevator recently or something?
It was jumping. It's okay. It's okay. It's still jumping. It's fine.
Of course we do.
You didn't have me not want to come in.
Moving on to new business. In your packet, you have a whole bunch of financial stuff. This, if I'm not mistaken, this is the audit that was provided by Rob. So it's just a lot of information about where we were, what we did, how we ended up the year of fiscal year 2017, which was actually May of this year. So it's more or less that part of it is just read it and weep.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
It starts with this page right here.
Okay, that's the one I'm at.
Yeah, and it shows taxes that we actually we budgeted $644,719. We actually got $626,183. Per the intergovernmental agreement, the city gave us $18,958. Mm-hmm. Fines and forfeitures, and it goes down the list. So our total revenue for fiscal year 2017, we totaled $696,994. And our total expenses was $707,295 for a deficit of $10,301. And our ending fund balance was $489,054. Yeah, something like that. So it's just, this is where all our money went. Mm-hmm. This is our fiscal ending.
That's better than we thought.
We ended better than we thought. We anticipated a $25,000 deficit. We ended with a $10,000 deficit.
And we increased salaries. See, things work out sometimes.
Yep.
We were all stressed out.
Yep. So, moving on to the levy that's going up for public hearing tomorrow. The total 2017 estimated EAV from the county is $495,355,475, which is an increase of 8.53%. So based on what we can levy, we get an uncapped request of $672,505 for our operating fund. For bonds and revenue, it's $782,101, but we never see any of that money. It comes to us and gets paid out to repay for our beautiful new building. Let's see, where was that? Because of the cap, I put that paper. Because of the tax cap, trying to remember where I had this from Rob. I thought it was here. That was all about the
So we got 645 for 2016.
Yes.
That doesn't exactly line. What does that include? Is that our taxes and intergovernmental? Because our taxes for 2016 were 622. And on this page it says they extended to us 645. How did they get to 645? So I'm looking at that one page, this one. Right?
Okay.
That's the first page.
Yep.
And this tax levy public hearing page, which is how much the levy would pay us, right?
Right.
So in 2016, it says they extended to us. Does that mean that's what they paid us?
Yes.
$645. Is that the $622 plus the $26,000? Because that...
No,
$648.
Well, this would be just what was levied. From
which is
the
taxes?
The taxes that were levied that were capped.
Right.
So we levied 692, and after the tax cap, we got 645.
But we didn't. That's what I don't understand. What line on this first page represents the 645?
Probably the 626, but...
Yeah. Is it just a little bit over? Is it those two numbers?
Not everybody paid their taxes. Some people disputed their taxes, so their taxes
may have gone down. So we got $20,000 less than we should have?
Yes.
Okay, because the people not paying. That makes sense.
Right.
So we're supposed to get...
I believe after the tax cap is
because before it's 672. So what would be after?
Oh, okay, so, 672 is after the tax cap is applied.
That's after? Because requested and extended are different. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's more than we got last year.
Yes, because the EAV went up.
Okay.
To 8%.
And then not everybody will pay their taxes, so we
get... Yeah, so we'll get less.
650, 640 something.
Right. So that's the tax number we use to create our budget with. So.
Oh, so that's why we had 644 because we thought we were going to get 645.
Right.
And didn't.
Right.
So let's not budget that way again. I mean, do people ever pay all of the taxes?
Yeah, but we don't know how much that's going to change, unless we figure a certain percentage.
Can we see trends in history, like? I mean, that's what I do.
I can ask.
Last 3 or 4 years, what has been our loss, and then use that as our...
Well, that would be on this paper. You've got the 2015, 2016. We'd have to go back and look at it.
So, 2015 was supposed to be 631. We got 626.
Yeah.
And 2016 was supposed to be 645, and there's a huge...
Yeah.
Those 2 years are very different.
Yeah.
There's no real way.
Going back through there would be a problem because the EAV was so significantly less because of all the troubles. It takes about three years for your evaluation to catch up with the downtrend. So from 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12 is when you would have probably seen a decrease based on when the economy went in the toilet. So now it's starting to creep up again because market value is creeping up again.
Okay. Well, I just don't think we should budget for the number. Does that make sense? Even in 2015, we were 6,000 off.
Yeah.
Last year was 20,000 off. We should at least cushion ourselves a little bit rather than budget all the way to the...
Way to the top.
Mm-hmm. Like we did last year. I was there, but glazed over. I was like, I don't know what we're talking about, really.
Yeah.
A little bit better grasp of this now.
And I want to throw out there, and we'll discuss it next month, the idea of putting together a referendum for a levy increase. There are some things we can levy for that we can't right now because we have to pass a referendum to do it. We can levy 0.02% for a building maintenance, which if we could do it this year, would uncapped adjustment would have given us about $97,000 additional that we could take all our outside maintenance and put it against that fund instead of taking it out of our general fund. Pardon?
What are the odds of that passing? You can't pay $100 off the library card.
All things considered,
I went to sleep with that, so my bad. Don't look at your device before bed.
Yeah.
Learn my own school lesson.
But we won't know unless we ask. There's also a couple other special things we can ask for. There's a 0.05% levy that we can do. They call it, you can only do it for 4 years. This is all in the library law. I may have sent this out to you in an email. They call it a fund replenishment levy. It's 0.05%. And if we were able to levy that this year, it would have been somewhere in the neighborhood of $235,000, $240,000 that we could use to replenish our operating fund.
Okay. Is the 0.05 per person times however much they pay in taxes?
0.05 times 400, 0.05% times... $485,355,475.
I think she's asking.
I want to know how much it's going to cost me. Yeah. My taxes
depends,
are high.
It depends on what you're...
because I'm going to tell you right now, they can't pay $300 for a library card. They're not going to pay $400 extra on their tax bill.
No, it's not going to be $400 extra. But it depends on your... So if you figure a $150,000 assessed value house, so you take 0.05% times 50,000.
It's times the value of your house?
Third of the value of your house. So if it's a $150,000 house, your taxes are based on $50,000. Minus all that other stuff.
So what's my multiplier?
50,000 times 0.05%.
Which is really 0.005. Times a third of my house.
Times a third of your house.
No,
whatever the county said.
Too much math. No, I'm just playing. I like
it. This is just food for thought for next month. There's two other things we can levy for that don't have a percentage. One is we can levy for IMRF and Social Security separately, so that what we pay for our amount for the Social Security, which is 7.5, and Medicare
7.65,
and then the IMRF we can levy for that if we want. All these are we can or we don't have to. And then there's one for insurance, but since this is a city building, we don't pay the insurance on the building. That's part of our intergovernmental agreement that city takes care of that because we're a city building.
Levies is the city trying to get passed? Or referendums, I'm sorry.
They're not trying to do any referendums. I don't think the school is trying to do any referendums. The only reason I'm bringing this up now is if we put it, I think the next general election is in April. Which, if it passed, and we would hope that it would pass, that we could levy it in November, December for collection in 2019. So it's you got to do things early to get to you know hurry up and wait, and we can collect it at another time. So food for thought.
Yes.
If anybody wants a copy of this, I can email it to them. Or we can make copies of it. Either way.
So if we do the building maintenance one, does that mean that the only way we can spend it is on
building maintenance?
Building maintenance. Yeah.
Yes.
But we don't seem to have a shortage.
I don't think we have a shortage of things we can spend.
As the building ages, I'm just thinking if we're having these problems every other week,
yeah.
All of these systems are only getting older and they're going to cost tens of thousands of dollars to replace.
Yeah. But 0.2%.
I'm just thinking if we do talk about a referendum, we want to do something that gives us the most flexibility.
Right.
I mean, if we're levying something that gives us 90,000 a year, we don't have 90,000 a year in building maintenance costs. So it can go to a reserve fund, but then if it's in reserve, is that only for building maintenance costs?
It's for building maintenance, building purchases. And there's a whole thing in here what it can be spent on. But it's...
I have a copy of that too. Or email it.
I should have emailed it to you already.
Okay.
There is also the general fund that we can increase by point. We can increase up to 0.61%. We would want to jack it from 0.15. The city is actually reducing their levy by only taking the new building, if I remember right, the letter from Bart. You're not taking the increase from CPI on the old increase. Is that what I remember reading? Something. They're only taking one and not the other.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's all on the new and nothing on the old. So, yeah, I mean, granted, we need more money to do what we need to do in the library, but we also don't want to kill the taxpayers.
I just don't understand why we'd look at the maintenance fund as opposed to just increasing the general fund. I mean, what's the advantage? There's more restrictions on that.
Yeah, we could do the general as well. The other reason I'm bringing it up now is there's a proposal Alisa had me send out that email that there's a proposal in Springfield to freeze property taxes. As a taxpayer, I'm all for it. As a board member that needs the money for the library, it would be a bad thing for the library. So that's the conundrum. On one hand, yeah, I'm all for it. On the other hand, not so much, because we need the money, and it would be a bad thing. So, any other questions about the finances or the levy? The levy is the levy right now. So that's what's going to be part of the city's levy. Is we're getting, I think, a 4% increase. Yeah, 4.17% increase. So, okay, moving on. Early closing for December 1st, 3 p.m. for the staff training.
We would like to have, we want to start having some staff training, and we would like to close at 3, and we normally close at 5 on Friday, so we've been training from 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. Cheryl and Dixie attended a session put on by PADS on how to deal with the homeless. So we'd like to use that as staff training. Mm-hmm. And then from 5 to 7, we will have our staff holiday dinner potluck. So that's what we'd like to do.
Don't see a problem with that.
For my birthday.
There's going to be a lot of
just bring a pot with luck in it. Join the party.
Like my kids come here every Friday.
Anybody?
I don't know how many students you have in general on a Friday after school.
It's very limited.
With advance notice, I mean, well, it's 1 week, 2 weeks notice.
2 weeks. Yeah. 3 weeks.
2 weeks. We need to train the staff. So.
And as long as you post it, I'll post it on the doors and also let
on Facebook or wherever you post it, let people know so we don't get too many complaints.
Yeah, too many.
They're upset about Saturday Veterans Day.
Yeah.
She came in at 3:30 on Friday. You were closed.
The daughter is closed.
Get another letter. Came here at 4:45 to get my copies made. You were closed.
We had somebody came in at 5:05 actually. We checked them out. This past Friday.
Mm.
Do we need a motion for this, or can we just say, "Yeah, that's fine"?
I mean, we're changing our hours for the day, so we
for
might
for one day, yeah. Okay, we'll just make a motion. I'll make a motion that we close at 3 p.m. for staff training on December 1st.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, moving on to the Gale database renewal.
It is. I was going to say the memo.
Our current database is General Reference Center Gold. It's a cost of $4,069. I talked with our rep and told her we couldn't afford that any longer. And she recommended that we go to General One File, and that's $2,428. And she did say that eventually this General Reference Center Gold is going to be phased out. That the new system, the new database is more user friendly.
One file.
And I spoke to some of the other libraries and they have more complex databases, but I think for our purposes, and I talked with Shelley and Dixie about it, I think we can't completely do away and not have a database. We need to have something. So what I'm recommending is that we try this one for a year and then evaluate it after the year.
Does it have the same sources for Gale?
It's full text.
Okay.
Well, how many periodicals and magazines and things like that does it
have? 14,000.
14,000.
What's the comparison?
Gale, right.
We weren't getting, I mean, we were getting six hits a month, although the last month it did go up to 88. But for the money, I mean...
Six searches a month?
Yeah.
And we were paying $4,000.
That's a scratch. I mean, is this on the colored one? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see it before, but... And is EBSCO even more money? Do you know EBSCO holds?
Okay.
It's comparable. And I've just not heard of these. We use student resources and context. Is this a more general one, like
general,
all ages?
More general.
And if we're getting the benefit from it, and they're phasing it out anyway, and it's cheaper.
And you don't have that much usage.
Yeah, it's that you don't have that much usage. You don't have that many people to retrain to use the new one.
Right.
And students have, they do have access to their schools, and some college students have Waubonsie, so I mean...
It's really homeschool students that won't have access. They use the public library.
Well, even when students come over and they're doing research papers, that's where I show them is the Gale reference, because they need so many different types of references. And that's a great resource when they have a subject. It's like, this has an interview, the magazines, and all of it. So I just want to make sure that it's still there.
That's encyclopedias that has the full text. Yeah.
Okay. If they're a Yorkville student, they all have access to both EBSCO and Gale, World Book. They are terrible at remembering any of that, even though you could talk and tell them to their blue in the face. Yorkville students have Overdrive. They have EBSCO, they have Gale, and they have World Book Online, both the kid and the student version. Some of the kids remember, lots of them don't. Mm-hmm. So, that's what I would even say, are you a Yorkville student? Because you would probably be really good at help. They're going to need all the help they can get in searching that database, but that they have it already, they do, because the district pays for World Book and EBSCO and Gale Student Resources and Contacts. And then, some of the schools pay for extra ones, like the younger grades do Pebble Go and some of those elementary level ones, but they might need help getting to those sources on their school's webpage, but I don't think you need that many. They all have access.
Did you say Overdrive, too?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I got my district to get his Overdrive probably 6 years ago.
It's not part of ours, though.
Right.
And when I teach my kids about ours, I say, who has a public library card? And they're like, I think my mom. Get it, because we have hundreds, they have thousands. So, I pump both, and so a lot of people do then look up their card, because they're like, wait, Overdrive has thousands? So that they use yours even more than mine, because you have even more books. So my kid got all of his Warrior books from the public library, but he learned about Overdrive through the school. But the kids who pay attention are using it more.
So any Yorkville student would have access to your collection of Overdrive?
Overdrive we only give to students grade 6 and up.
Okay.
Because I collect those books, and it's hard enough buying books at a middle school and high school versus K. And the little kids don't have the same electronic resources, but grade 6 and up, they typically have a phone, a tablet, and now fourth grade and up, will all have a Chromebook. So I even taught them how to download it. Overdrive's an app on their Chrome.
Well, it says it all.
Yeah. I say we move to the new one.
I see.
One
file. Yeah.
Yes.
That's money for building.
So for the school databases, do the students get instructions on how to access all that?
Or? Oh, I just taught that today. It was a fun, long day.
Could we?
And then they're like, what's the password again? Oh, you mean the one that's on the paper and on the website and on the screen? And the teacher's like, I just told you. Middle schoolers.
If they can access that from the website, could the library get copies of the instructions? So if they come over here... Here.
The way to use Gale is the same way she was probably teaching them to use Gale.
Okay.
They need that instruction. Access we can give, they need as many people as humanly possible to say, see the list of news and newspaper and magazine on the side. The kids are like, I can't find anything. We're like, the click on it. They're just hoping the information
will be met.
Because they Google everything and it pops up right there at the top of the page.
Right.
That databases make their heads hurt because it's not
right.
Nothing's happening.
But now you know, like, tell them to go to their library's homepage, and then you can help them through that. They need all of that.
Yeah, they basically want us to write it for them.
Yeah. No.
Well, I was trying to help, and the teacher was like, it's one of your goals to read your own question. I was like, oh, I can't help you anymore.
Sure.
Because sure, it's less money?
Motion. Well, we just do it. We're not, well, we'll be spending money in a bill eventually. But,
oh, I guess.
Yeah, we'll just move to this other.
This one?
Yeah.
Motion to move
to one file.
To the general one file at a cost of $2,420.
A second.
All right. Well, might as well do a roll call since we're spending money.
Okay.
It doesn't cost any more.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
And Danis?
Yes.
Well, one thing we forgot to mention was Elisa and I did an interview at WSPY Radio. When was that?
Last Monday,
the 9th. It was broadcast on Thursday.
The 6th.
Yeah.
Last Monday.
I've been trying to find a recording of it. I have to ask Tyler if there's a way we can get a recording of it. I think we did a pretty good job. I haven't found it online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were supposed to do a TV interview, but it turned out to be just a radio interview.
Oh.
I listened to it on Thursday. Yeah, it was funny.
I think we did a good job representing them.
Good job.
Yeah. You had a meeting with Dr. Shrimp at the
last
city?
Last Friday.
Yeah.
In a meeting with the director of the chamber this Friday.
Okay. Anything that Shrimp wanted to help us out with, or?
Well, what I was talking to him is trying to work with the students from the graphic arts department in the high school.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted me to get in touch with the principal there to try to use the students, try to have like a contest to develop some marketing pieces so that we can do the rebranding.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
And then he put me in touch with, I had called three electrical companies. I couldn't get anybody to come out and work on the parking lot lights. And he gave me the name of Correct Electric, and they were out within the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got the name of another go-to person that he's going to put me in touch with whenever we have building problems. Who we can
get fixed,
or at least tell us who to get in touch with to get things fixed. And what he did bring up, which was interesting, was the students that are not part of the district, that live outside the district, but go to school here in Yorkville.
Mm-hmm.
And I did mention to him that Peoria has an intergovernmental agreement with the library for the students to get library cards at the public library.
From the school district?
The school district pays for the students to attend, to get cards?
It's an agreement where the students can get a library card to use the public library as long as they're a student in the high school.
The district?
Yeah.
Although, how do you monitor that it's the student using the card, not the whole family?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's his concern.
Yeah. Okay, any other business? It's only 8 o'clock. I'll make a motion, we adjourn.
What, are we just tabling that?
What?
Like, that's the crux of all these people who are angry. It's not about them getting it, it's about their students not having access to the library.
Well, has... What...
The outside, before the bushes is in.
Well, he brought it up. It's what the people, I mean, some of them are completely misdirected, but it's that they just want to have their kids have access. And this one lady was willing to pay, who started the conversation, but was misinformed about the amount or whatever. But there are other people who... Is there no library that does... there is libraries that do student cards. And the public face of that, while you may not be able to police it, means that people love your library. You got to have that before you try to pass a referendum. Like, the last time we tried to pass a referendum, I worked for Plainfield. It wasn't a let's pass it and get it on the thing. It was a let's develop an entire marketing campaign to get people to understand why passing a referendum is a good thing. Just writing it up and putting it on the thing, it was almost a guaranteed no. People are going to see it, think extra money. They don't care how much extra money it is. It could be $5. They'd say no. So you had to do student cards. You had to do, and we have this, and you had to do, and we also offer this. And then all of a sudden the referendums of the library does so much for our community. Check. Like, if we don't do this stuff, none of them will pass. It won't matter what the word, and Plainfield does a ridiculous amount of stuff for their community. And they couldn't get a referendum to pass. I'm like,
they had a whole campaign. I mean,
we had a whole campaign, but there are people who look for libraries to add a referendum, and their sole purpose is to go against public libraries. There was a whole group that, like, Robot called everybody and said, do not vote for the referendum. I'm telling you, the minute you put it out there, they'll appear from out of the blue. I was like, why do you hate us? I'm confused. But their thing is to minimize government and taxes. So, like, they will try to stop any referendum, even though they don't even live in Yorkville. So we have to make the people see
why they want to come to the library.
To go, to ignore the robot calls and the people who are going to be pessimists. We have to have student cards, maybe. I mean,
well, that would be, like, you know, things we could discuss for developing a referendum plan.
But if you want it to be on there in April, you need to have that committee of people
right away. By December.
That's next month.
That's next month.
I'm not signing up. I run an entire STEP program, two kids in a school library. So no. I just know that that's one of the things that will spread from the little ones all the way through high school kids. That student card is a huge publicity.
So what does it look like in Peoria? Like,
I know.
I mean,
well, they did an intergovernmental agreement with the school. Just with the school. So that the kids could get
what
the
about
car.
Cost?
What
did
about
the school pay for them? I don't know. When I did the intergovernmental agreement with Countryside and Indian Park, she sent me a copy. Well, she just did get the agreement from Rails. Rails is just a template. You just plug your information in.
So, I mean, for private schools or homeschool, I mean, they would be out then, or?
Well, you'd be doing it with the school district. But that, I mean, that's what Dr. Schimpf is looking for.
You're in the city school district, and you don't pay library. It's only for people who don't pay library taxes to anywhere.
Right.
Could they get a card like this subdivision? There are people who live in between Montgomery and Yorkville. They're in Yorkville schools, but they pay taxes to Montgomery. That's not the kids we're talking about. It's the people who honestly pay no one taxes, so they have to cough up $300 or $400 because of their taxes. We just want this student to get a card.
Do we know how much we receive every year on people that buy library cards outright? Is that a line item?
Library subscriptions?
Cheryl gave me a printout of basically for Bristol. I've got a printout for
that. Actually, that was all our non-resident. We have about 37 non-resident non-resident households with a total of about 80 cards because it's a card and it was around $7,000, something like that. That would generate
But the goal is to really go after Bristol, the people of Bristol, to get them to buy a non-resident card.
I think, well, somebody said about policing, being other family members. If it's a student card, they may have to have student ID to show when they check out the books.
Online, you could always do it online.
Yeah. And when a teenager comes in and has, a bunch of Danielle Steele, it's probably not for her or whatever. I just concerned about my staff having to confront people over.
Right.
I don't think do we have to do that? Do we just throw our hands up and say, show me your ID and whatever you're checking out is your business?
I wouldn't, if we were going to do it, I wouldn't want there to be a huge policing.
Right. And I don't either. I'd rather just stay out of that.
None of that,
Are we concerned about the volume of circulation it would add without adding revenue to the library?
And every year you have to
reissue. I mean, because we're talking about
every single year
staffing to support that increased amount of circulation. I mean, is that realistic that we can see that many? I mean, do we know how many more households the school district covers versus Yorkville?
It's a lot.
Okay.
But not all of those houses don't pay library taxes. Some of those are paying library taxes to Oswego or Plano or Sugar.
Okay.
So we'd have to find just the ones that pay no library taxes. And who's to say the school district couldn't say, you could have a student library card for this amount of money, and people would maybe pay $50 for a student library card, even if they cheated
by law.
But you see what I mean? Like, if they did that,
yeah,
that'd be a little bit more money in the intergovernmental agreement.
Because I sold library cards of Indian Head Park and Countryside for $100. Wasn't giving them free.
Right.
It was a reduced rate.
Right.
And legally, I could do that.
Okay.
So what I would like to do is find out more information from Peoria as to... You know, what worked, what didn't work.
I'd love to see every kid have a card. I mean, that is heartbreaking when a family comes in and they've got three kids and they have to be like, I'm really sorry, and they're like, well, I can't afford it. I mean, it's our absolute least favorite part of the job.
Right.
But also on the other side of that, just the throw in their backlash from people who have to pay a full amount of their taxes and how that's going to come back if we offer a reduced rate. And I'm just throwing that out there because I know I'm going to be the one hearing about it. So I just
you are.
Have it out there. So,
how would we be able to offer a reduced rate student card? What's the...
You'd have to have an intergovernmental agreement with the school and the library.
But if the law dictates, though, that the subscription has to be at a certain rate, what justification?
We can set what that rate is. But there's that formula, if you want to do the full rate, there's that formula that says, you know, your house is worth this, blah, blah, blah. Here's what your card is costs. We don't have to charge them that whole amount.
So
see, my understanding was that we did.
What if I'm a renter? How do you know how much
fun?
If you're a renter and you're in the city limits,
of your rent, okay,
you
not
can get
your
a card.
I think, well, just the more information,
we worked it out. And see if there's other places that have done it so we can get all the details.
I mean, we're going to get pushback from either side.
Right.
Yeah, either way.
We've
got pushback now, so.
But I think the teachers who are going to say yes, the parents whose kids aren't, I think it would swing more positive than negative. There's going to be negative because there always is. But
well, that's why we did the read and return books because, you know, we want every kid to be able to.
And people mentioned that in the Facebook post.
And they can join our.
There are people with sense. They said, like, they have a whole section you can just take and return.
And, you know,
but that makes
you
feel homeless.
They can join our programs without a library card. So I don't understand what.
And that was brought up to that.
It's all of that. People were like, I go to all the libraries. I should know the program. I was like, this lady's smart. She's like, you don't need a library card to go.
Right.
The people don't care. They still want to be negative right under the positive comments.
Yeah.
What is that page? Is this
Yorkville area.
Yorkville area crazy. There's good stuff on there, too. I'm about to give away a mattress and then use it at Yorkville area moms. Free to pick up on the board.
It's a site where they put, like, really bad pictures of their children going with a rash.
Really?
Can you
oh, my goodness. Those crack me up.
Go to a doctor.
Yeah. Dr. Danza.
Don't even. It's like looking at a typewriter.
They're really funny.
Yeah. So then we'll just wait for her to give us a
report. And if you can find more libraries.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question on that? What was the agreement? What was the school district going to offer the library for the agreement?
I know.
Right?
Yeah,
she doesn't know.
What,
she's got to look that up.
Any, like, are they really done?
I just remember it was Peoria.
No, but what did, like, Dr. Schimpf?
I doubt it was between library
and
the school.
I was just wondering what Dr. Schimpf.
Oh, he didn't give you any ideas for how it might go.
No, he wants us to be able to get a library card.
But what's he willing to do for the library?
Right.
That's where I'm going. You know, it's an agreement. Just like you're having one with the city. What are we going to do to help each other? So what's the school district going to do to help you guys?
Well,
Well, just keep that in mind.
See what Peoria worked out with.
See, the school district collects a lot more of our taxes than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I work for the school district, and I'm throwing that out there.
The school district has an intergovernmental agreement, too, that hasn't been.
No, they, and that's another thing, beware, because they still haven't signed the one with the city in
right.
a couple years now.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
And fun times.
Considering that, yeah. has been point two that the non-resident might say $7,000 to make it not likely to move away.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then you'll have the people who don't have school-aged children but pay taxes to the school, and you still have to pay the full price on the car.
Like me.
It's just different things.
That's why I'm wondering, though, if maybe even a better option across the board is we just look at lowering the cost if it's an option for everybody and you don't have to attract who's a student. We just make it more accessible.
Well, but I'm paying that amount on my taxes. Like, that's
just
not
for a monthly
dude.
Rate. People would be like, $20 a month?
Yeah.
I'll pay that. They don't even right. think about the total. If we had
right.
a monthly
exactly.
rate, when are we getting to the payment plan? Remember, we mentioned that.
Yeah.
It's a monthly rate. We do test a lot of people that are transient, so if they move in for and pay $20 and take out $400 with our materials, so they don't ever see them again.
Yeah.
It, yeah, but I think you get a lot more people. That 7,000 would stay, plus an additional influx of people who are like, okay, I can put down a deposit and continue. I mean, most of those people aren't going to be moving back and forth, and I think you'd get more people to sign up for the $350 if they thought I could pay it over.
If there's a payment plan.
Yeah. And there isn't one right now.
No, we don't have any options.
If they're on, like, the monthly plan, is there a way to limit the number of
books?
Books?
Do you have a payment plan?
No.
No, if there were. Like, I mean,
didn't you say there was some
there
one where you worked once a payment, like
no
you could pay in installments or something, or no?
No, they just got.
I'm clearly underutilizing my library.
And then the other people continue to pay the full amount. Okay,
it's
yeah.
A special agreement. We only had 200 people that lived in the whole community.
Oh.
We were doing it to get people to come and use the library.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just happy to somebody walked in the door.
I'm all for that. I just feel like
yay,
it's really not very
she has
so
a small community. That's not going to work in New York, because you give somebody $100, I'm paying
$350.
Mm-hmm. Might as well be taking that off the taxes.
Yeah, I'm like,
the other 200 people never really found out about it.
Well, given the Yorkville Area Moms Facebook group, they would find out.
Real fast.
Because
so,
yeah.
It should be free.
But it's not have to be a long, thought-out process, continue
yeah.
to
yeah.
discuss,
thanks,
realizing
things as we talk.
She has a good point. I mean, she's
yeah.
definitely going to need to be on the committee.
The kids,
yeah.
the people that don't pay, I think it needs a lot of research, a lot of whatever you can find out for Peoria, and then we just go into it again next month and see where we go.
Yeah, because what if the school district decides to start cutting library stuff on their end because of it? Is that like possible? Like the, you know what I mean? And start saving money on their side.
Oh, that's a very real possibility.
Available.
I'm highly educated. I'll move. I'll be all right. They threaten that nonsense all the time. All the libraries around here are operating with one librarian and an aide in every
right.
building.
It's
crazy town.
I feel in schools.
Oh,
it's already that way in a lot of public schools in the area.
And then they don't need the libraries because they need to send to our library.
Well, they don't think they need a public library either because they have Amazon Unlimited.
No.
Don't get me started.
Amazon is taking it.
So, I don't think that the public library is going to replace. I think what happens is we have too many students. I think there's certain things like we could be spending money on our databases, or our kids could have access to thousands of books at the public library. There's a few things we could maybe spend less of and put that money in a governmental agreement maybe to get in the kids' cards. You know, like, it's all in trading off. You know, what are the kids getting if we take this one thing away? Like, if all of my students were going to get the public library's overdrive, take mine away, have at it, because it's the same. Yours is thousands, mine is hundreds. You know what I mean? Like, if getting every student a card meant they all had access to overdrive, then the district wouldn't have to pay for overdrive. So there's ways that they could get money into the library to help for the new students using it, and then also save us. I mean, they don't necessarily have to spend more money.
Right.
They would just change what they're spending their money on.
Right.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
But I think having the details, because it looks like we're going to have to come with the details and go to the school district and be like, this is what we think would work for us. And they either agree to it or not, you know. We can't let them have the reins and then we end up paying or end up having hundreds more kids in here without the staff to support that. And they will lose thousands of dollars worth of materials.
Yeah.
We're in the building every day. They can't return it. So that's going to be a big thing, too. Replacing materials will be a big cost.
Right.
It's a lot to think about.
Yeah. So that'll be on our agenda for next month. Anything else? So I'll make my remake my motion to adjourn.
Okay.
So
second. Okay.
Second.
We're done.